弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
在岁首年终的时候，我们刚刚过了这个感恩节，马上圣诞节就来了。
As the year is drawing to its end, and as the new year is approaching, we just celebrated Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving and Christmas is around the corner.
我特别选这个题目，今天给各位交通，就是想到。神的大使命没有改变。
The reason for me to choose this topic, opening your eyes and looking at the fields, is that I think regardless of all the changes surrounding us, God's great commission has remains forever.
我们来读一段圣经，可以看约翰福音第四章34到36节。
We shall first read a Bible passage, John 4:34-36.
如果没有在上面，那么找到圣经的人一起来念，没有找到的话，我们就大家听了中英文就一起来念了，我们不念两遍。
If you have a Bible, and please open to the passage, and let's read Chinese and English together. If you do not have the Bible, you may just listen. That would be fine as well.
约翰福音四章第三十四节，耶稣说：“我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。你们岂不说？”到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。感谢主。还有一段在诗篇第67篇1到3节。67篇1到3节。
Another passage that we are going to study today occurs in Psalm 67. 6到7节。
67章第1到3节。
Chapters 67, verses 1-3.
找到我们起来念。愿神怜悯我们，赐福与我们，用脸光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万国得知你的救恩。神啊，愿列邦称赞你，愿万民都称赞你。好，我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
在岁首年终的时候，我们数算你的恩典。
As the new year is approaching, as the old year is drawing to its end, we want to praise your grace.
主，这2015年已经要到了12月，是最后一个月了。
This is the last month of 2015.
我们回顾这一年，有起有伏，但是实在是多恩典多于其他的。
As we look back this past year, 2015, we experienced ups and downs, but your blessings surpass others.
不只是我们要感谢你，我们也要仰望我们，你让你带领我们前面的2016年。
We want to thank you. We also want to look forward.To you leading us into 2016.
就但愿你在这一年里面再一次继续不断的祝福我们，最主要是祝福我们属灵的生命的成长。
May you continue blessing us, especially blessing our spiritual growth.
我们要经历下面就要经历几个礼拜之后，我们要经历这个圣诞节的庆祝。
A few weeks later, we are going to celebrate Christmas.
我们知道这个圣诞节是主神的儿子，他道成肉身降生在世上。
We know Christmas is a God's Son who became flesh and came to this earth.
他不是为着他自己的快乐，而是为着我们的罪而来。
His doing so is not for his own sake, but for the salvation of humanity.
神的救恩就是让他死在十字架上为我们罪救赎我们的罪。
God's salvation makes him die on the cross for the sins of all human beings.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And all those who believe will not perish, but will receive eternal life.
主啊，我们谢谢你，今天我们看听见我们的诗班和 Alhambra Church 的联合诗班出去做见证，用音乐来带领人。
We thank you today. We just heard that the joint choir of Alhambra and Inland Valley, they spread gospel through music and performance in different cities.
而且我们听说他们还回到我们的教会，在12月27号来有音乐崇拜，求你祝福。
We also know that they will perform on the 27th of this month. Please bless this event.
而且我们知道在下个礼拜主祝长老就要 ordain 三位做我们的新的执事。
There is yet another good news, that is Elder Chu will perform the ceremony of having three new deacons ordained.
求你祝福 Gloria Wang, Arthur Lai, 还有 Peter Hu, 他们的三位忠心的仆人。
May you bless your three faithful servants, Gloria Wang, Arthur Lai, and Peter Hu.
让他们和这个教会里面本来有的执事能够水乳交融，能够在一起同心合意去兴旺福音。
That they may work together in unity with other deacons.
我们也为着教会里面忠心多年的这些服侍你的人，主他们前面侍奉的道路祷告。
We also pray for brothers and sisters who have been your faithful servants for many years.
不是我们把这个事情结束，而是另外一个工作的开始。
This is not the ending of your ministry, but rather a new beginning of your ministry.
求你祝福这整个的会场，让我们有个受教的耳朵和受教的心。
And you bless this assembly that everyone has a humble heart and a teachable heart and a listening ear.
这样祷告祈求感谢，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
上次我过来的时候，回到家中的是11月1号，就是十一月的第一个礼拜天。
Last time, I came back to this church, which I regard as my home, was on November
the first.
The first.
感谢主，今天又是十二月的第一个礼拜，又回到我们中间。
I want to offer thanks to the Lord that this is the first week of the first Sunday of December, and I come back again.
我刚刚说过，我们今天讲的题目是举目向前观看。
As I just said, today's sermon is entitled "Opening Your Eyes and Looking at the Fields."
在旧约创世纪中，神呼召亚伯罕出来，为了祝福这些以色列人的祖先成为地上的万国，因他而得福。
In Genesis, the first book of the Bible, we see that God called Abraham, the patriarch of Israelites, to come out and to be the blessings of all those who are going to believe him.
新约很多地方就讲到，我们这些人都是新以色列人，都是亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们都因此而得福。
In the New Testament, we are referred to, we believers are referred to as the descendants of Abraham. We are blessed because of him.
我们一定会问到得什么福啊？得什么福啊？
And we may ask a question, what kind of blessing are we receiving?
等一等我们的一慢慢的解释。
I will explain it later on.
刚刚我们也读了一段圣经，在诗篇第67篇第1到2节，1到3节。
We also read a passage in Psalm 67, verses 1 to 2.
他说神怜悯我们，愿神怜悯我们，赐福给我们，用脸光照我们，好叫世界得知你的道路，万民得知你的救恩。
It said that may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations.
各位弟兄姊妹，如果把这两段圣经加起来，一段就是创世纪这个神呼召亚伯拉罕的事情，一个是诗篇67篇的话，我们看到一个信息。
If we combine these two passages, the one in Genesis and the one we just read for consideration, then we will see one message.
不是我们单独站在一个地方扮演一个角色而已，是站在神永恒的计划、普世的计划里面。我们要对着这个万民负责，对万国负责。
It's not that we are now standing at a point or in a position. Rather, we are part of the eternal plan of God, which is to spread the gospel to all the people and of all the nations.
我们从小时候就人家告诉我们要匹国家兴亡。匹夫有责，我都搞不清楚那个匹夫有什么责。
In my childhood, in our childhood, we were told that the decline, the rise or decline and fall of a nation, every citizen, every member has a responsibility.
今天我要告诉你
的，I didn't understand what that responsibility
神的计划里面，神的计划里面，永恒的计划里面，我们的责是什么责？
Today, I'm going to tell you in God's eternal plan, our responsibility, what it is.
求主赐下一个谦卑和智慧的心去明白神伟大的计划是什么。
May God bestow upon us humility and wisdom so that we may understand what God's eternal plan is.
也清楚自己的身份和地位是什么。
Also, we may be more clearer about our role and our position.
然后愿意去得到神指明的那个叫世界得知神的道路，叫万国得知你的救恩的那个使命是什么？
And also, we may be willing to fulfill God's mission and what mission it is.
是，的确，我们不只是要了解，而且要去遵行，去实现这个使命。
In fact, we not only have to understand it, but we have the responsibility to put our thoughts into action.
现在我们回到刚刚我们开始读那段圣经，就是约翰福音第四章十三节那个34、35、36，我们特地把35节这一节带出来，看看里面讲的三句话。
We will now return to John 4, chapter 4, verses 34 to 36. We will especially pay attention to verse 35.
那里面讲，耶稣说，我告诉你们，你举目向田观看，这是第一句话。第二句话说，庄稼已经熟了，已经白了。第二句话，第三句话，你们可以收割了。
This passage, this verse is composed of three parts. One is 4 months more and then the harvest. And the second is open your eyes and look at the fields. And the third part is they are ripe for harvest.
这三句话看起来好像是一件事情。其实我们把它拆开来，我一句话一句话跟你讲，讲完以后我给你做个结论。
These three parts constitutes a long continuous sentence, but we may consider the three parts individually, and then we will put them together to form a bigger picture of what it means.
第一句话说，收割的时候到了。
The first part, 4 months more, and then the harvest, means the time for harvest has come.
所以耶稣说，你们要向田观看，向那个 fields 看观看。
And this leads to the order of Jesus Christ that we are to open our eyes and look at the fields.
各位弟兄姊妹，难道他们不会用眼睛去看吗？其实他讲的不是那个我们身体上的肉眼，是讲的我们那个圣经里面讲的心眼。
Of course, they can see with their eyes, but here it does not refer to the physical eyes, but rather to the spiritual eyes.